This week marks 4 years since the Saudi-led coalition launched a campaign of airstrikes in Yemen. And the latest evidence shows the attacks are becoming more deadly. In a report released this morning, the Save the Children organisation finds that airstrikes have killed at least 2,500 children since 2015, and that the rate has increased in the last year. David Sparks has more.
The chaotic aftermath of an airstrike has become all too familiar in Yemen. And in the hospitals, the cries of children reveal the true cost of this long-lasting conflict. There have been 19,000 airstrikes in Yemen in the past 4 years, killing at least 2,500 children. Another 4,000 have been injured. In the past year alone, 226 children have been killed by Saudi-led airstrikes at a rate of 37 per month. Save the Children's Jason Lee has been on the ground in Yemen for the past year and a half.
I've actually seen the situation deteriorate, where we constantly have kids that are injured from the fighting, from the airstrikes. Save the Children, we have a huge program that's helping kids that are injured, but, you know, we can't meet the need of all the kids that are injured.
In one airstrike alone last August, a coalition bomb hit a school bus, killing 40 children.
You can imagine if you've got these fighter jets going overhead, they're just dropping these bombs, and these bombs are either dropping right onto the actual cars themselves or very close to crowded civilian infrastructures where the cars are, and the kids are being killed.
Peace talks in Sweden in December brought together the Saudi-led coalition, which backs the Yemen government, and the Iran-backed Houthi rebels. They agreed to swap prisoners and to allow the United Nations to take over control of Hodeidah, the crucial port city through which most of Yemen's supplies arrive. But the ceasefire has largely broken down, and last week the US ambassador to Yemen, Matthew Tuller, said the Houthis were failing to honour the agreement.
We're greatly frustrated by what we see as delays and stalling on the part of the Houthis in implementing what they agreed to in Sweden.
Hospitals around Yemen are fighting a losing battle. Dr. Najla Al-Sonboni heads the paediatric department at a hospital in the capital, Sana'a. She says they're desperately short on drugs and children are dying from simple conditions like diarrhea because there's not enough IV fluid to give them.
They are dying in front of us because we have no simple medicines. Kids sometimes have some convulsions. They are suffering in front of us. We have no medicines to stop this convulsion. Things like that.
With disease and malnutrition taking such a severe toll, Save the Children's Jason Lee says it's devastating that children and adults also have to contend with the threat of bombs falling from the sky.
Under international humanitarian law, it is incumbent upon the parties to the conflict, in this case Saudi Arabia and UAE, to actually ensure that the bomb that they're dropping is not targeting civilians or minimises the risk of civilian injuries or death, which is not happening in this case.
Save the Children says the civilian death toll in Yemen shows Western countries, including Australia, should ban defence exports to Saudi Arabia. In February, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne told a Senate estimates hearing the government was considering such a ban.
That report by David Sparks.